to Black. That's Amy Winehouse on Nova 103.5. You're listening to Nova Sunrise with me, David. Of course, today is Black Friday, so we are focusing on songs with the word black in the title. But yeah, I'll find any excuse to play some Amy Winehouse. Talking of music and exciting stuff, though, the Waves of Thunder Open Air Festival will be rocking the coast on the 7th of December at the Paintball Center in Swakopmund. There's an incredible lineup of artists, including LA Cobra, who are coming up from South Africa. They are always good fun. And then, of course, loads of local artists like Swakopmund's own Ange and Mona. I have Ange on the line right now. Good morning.
Morning.
So how are things down in Swakop?
Oh, it's gray and cold, but good.
But I mean, that's Swakop. That's
yeah. We're kind of hoping for summer though now. It must have gotten lost in winter or something.
I have no idea. I mean, you guys are Swakopmunders born and raised. So just how much salt is in your veins?
Well, I returned from overseas, from being overseas 9 years. So I think my veins are pretty salty. I love Swakop. I am leaving the country next year again, though. But I'm thinking that roads will always lead me back here somehow, somewhere.
Okay. Leaving for musical reasons or?
Not only. I will combine it. Just going to work a bit and earn a good living and then come back.
Okay. So, I mean, you guys, what we're going to look forward from you at the, Waves of Thunder Festival is what's described as your own special blend of, old school rock, pop and folk. Something that I've wondered about for a while. You go to most coastal towns and you look at the rock scene and it's kind of a surf rock sound. But you don't hear that much of a surf rock sound coming from Swakop or coming, from the coast. Let's incorporate Walvis Bay there as well. Why do you think that is?
David, that's a good question. I think if I would have to say, surf rock for me is they've got a very unique individual sound, I would say. And when I make music or when I do covers or when we do covers, you sort of try to make it your own and recreate your own version of the song. And I think surf rock, you need to sort of keep that sound. And I think that's quite difficult to do well. So that's why I've never gone into it. But I think there are a few bands that could do it really well here.
Okay. So you've obviously loved music for a long time. Who were some of your formative influences?
Oh, so many. I can't say that I can pinpoint one or two or three in particular. Music has always been in my life and I've always listened to different genres throughout my life, and it's changed as well. Obviously, being a teenager, you go through phases like the emo phase and the rap phase and the hip-hop phase and so on. So later in life, I just sort of got stuck on a little bit more of the old school vibe and, the big power voices like Adele and, Freddie Mercury and those types of people. They were inspired a lot.
Okay. So, I mean, you've mentioned that you are heading out again and work plays a role in that, that you'll be leaving the country. It's obviously incredibly rare, in a country like Namibia to be able to make a living just off of music. What are your guys' day jobs? And, does that actually influence the music in any way, the job that you do?
I'm a nurse. So when I used to work in the hospital, that influenced quite a bit because I didn't have a lot of time to make music, which was really I didn't like that at all. So I got out of the hospital and went into more of an 8-to-5 kind of a nursing job, which then allowed for time to do gigs in the evenings or on the weekends, or you try to sort of balance it out a bit. But yeah, it is difficult to keep a good balance all the time. I mean, you also still have to focus at work, so being tired after gigs doesn't really help.
Not so much. Talking about nursing then, obviously, it's one of those sort of professions where you see a lot of things that the average person maybe doesn't see. And they always talk about how, life influences come through in lyrics and in your type of music. Do you think that there was any of that kind of influence from the things that you saw and experienced through nursing?
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, for me, music helped me a lot through nursing because it's not always easy. Like you said, you see a lot of things and you need to sort of learn not to take them home. Otherwise, you're just going to break yourself. So music sort of, can lift you or lifted me out of a lot of those things Yeah, that one. So, I mean, I worked in the emergency room, so obviously sure. there's a lot of stuff happening there. Yeah.
Okay, well, we won't go down that down a road.
No, that's what I'm sorry.
We're all amped for Waves of Thunder, 7th of December. You know, I'm sure loads and loads of people can't wait to see you live along with all the other acts. Give us a little taste of your music, though. What song have you chosen for us to play, and how did you come to write and record it?
Okay, so the song that I chose is called Babasa, mm-hmm. which is a Faroese word, actually. My dad was from the Faroe Islands. Uh-huh. And he sort of inspired the song. He passed away a couple of years ago unexpectedly. So, yeah, and obviously it was a lot of grief and trauma and whatnot. So last year, me and Mona, we decided to just hit the road to South Africa and just tour Cape Town impromptu, you know, just go and make music. So we climbed Table Mountain on one of those days in the middle of the day in the 30-degree heat. We just went.
As one does.
Yes. And we got up there and it was just super overwhelming because, you know, it was hot and it was tough and it was, but we got it. We made it. So we were sitting on this little wall ledge thing overlooking Cape Town and the ocean. It was incredible and was so overwhelming. So I was sitting there and these words just came to me, and they came, and I wrote all of it down. And we got down from Table Mountain later that day and I showed Mona the lyrics. I was like, Mona, this is what I've got. Song is inspired by my dad. We're making a song now. And we just sat like the whole afternoon and he poured chords to it and we just like went back and forth. And by the end of the day, we had a song and it was incredible. We were so happy about it.
That is a very, very cool story. Thanks so much for sharing that one with us. And thanks for chatting to us, and all the best for the Waves of Thunder Open Air Festival.
Thanks so much, David.
Thank you. So here's Ange and Mona with Babasa.
Sitting on a ledge, staring at the horizon, wondering if you're around. Can you see me? Can you feel me? Can you hear me singing out loud? Up and say